In the Orthodox Church, Easter is celebrated a week later. And it was a solemn Easter Sunday celebration at St. Mary's Protectress Orthodox Church of Ukraine in downtown Phoenix, where parishioners of the small church overflowed onto the sidewalks. Outside is Larissa Chavez, chasing around her toddler son.
This Easter Sunday feels wonderful to be together, surrounded by community, but everyone feels this huge weight on their hearts because we're here able to celebrate when we know people from our families and friends are not able to celebrate like we are today.
The war in their home country is on everyone's mind, and the last few months have been difficult to watch from afar for Chavez and her Ukrainian family.
It's been heartbreaking. It's been gut-wrenching. You see the things happening on the news and you kind of have to lift your head up and keep going on with your daily life. And I think that's been the hardest part for me is you look up and you kind of wish everyone was as angry as you are, and it doesn't feel like that's the case. And that's been really difficult.
Also in the overflow is 22-year-old Olena Melnik. She was born in Ukraine.
I don't think I ever felt more like a foreigner than watching a place I was very familiar with being torn up in such a horrific way.
Melnik says as a young person, what's happening to her birth country has helped raise awareness of other global issues and conflicts.
I didn't know anything about like the Iraq war, and just realizing more about armed conflicts worldwide that I feel like a lot of times you just don't learn about. And the biggest change for me having this happen to me personally is I want to understand why these things happen, I guess. Even if I can't change them, I don't want to pretend they're not happening.
Parishioners begin to trickle outside and line up the Easter baskets in the pathway of the church when the priest emerges with a blessing. Ludmilla Quinn and her husband came from Mesa, where in years past they'd celebrated Easter at the Russian Orthodox Church, but not this year.
I like that liturgy coming in Ukrainian languages. This is close to me.
Like many Ukrainians, she has close ties to Russia. While her hometown of Kharkiv was being overrun, she sent a message to a close friend in the Russian capital and was surprised by the negative response.
She lives in Moscow, and I sent for her video from Moscow how people protested against Putin, against war. So she answered me, "You're not Russian, you're nobody."
Another Ukrainian-born Arizonan is Miroslav Yurema, who has also just emerged from the small church.
What was the priest's message today on this obviously different Easter?
Yes. Besides the blessing of the bread, and we pray for our soldiers to be well, not to be harmed, for people being safe, and for this madness to be stopped finally.
Like many of the others here, Yurema has deep ties to Russia and went there for school when he was younger.
They're just jealous of the Ukrainians, that how they live and way to live. It's really stressful, and I cannot express what I'm thinking and what I'm feeling right now, but I think we will win for sure.
At the end of the service, a parishioner leads a chant of Slava Ukraini, or Glory to Ukraine, with a special message for the Russian leader at the end.
Slava Ukraini!
Glory Slava!
Ukraina!
Слава
Русе! Ukraina!
Слава Русе!
Putin!
The levity, a sign that Ukrainians still have a sense of humor and can celebrate Easter, even after all that's happened. And donations to help Ukrainians can be made directly to St. Mary's Protectress Orthodox Church of Ukraine. We'll have the story posted on our website at kjzz.org.